2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Monday, May 24th. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chalais. A beautiful day, a bit breezy, though, 59 degrees downtown.
Small accident, Riverdale Road in Weber County. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour, the Provo MTC is going to get busier. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints says some missionaries can start to go in person again. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more.
For the past 14 months, some 30,000 missionaries have done their training online at home through their assigned MTC, like Elder Peterson and Elder Antione, who spoke to KSL in March.
It was an amazing experience to be at home with family, be able to share in that 6 weeks with them. You still feel the spirit. You still learn.
The online MTC was without a doubt one of the most spiritual experience I had in my life up to that point.
The church says missionary training centers in Provo, Ghana, and New Zealand will now start to bring in a small number of new missionaries in person. They'll need a negative COVID test outside of the U.S. and a COVID vaccine in the U.S. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Just across the street, Brigham Young University will return to full capacity this fall. The school says masks and social distancing will not be required. BYU says they will continue to evaluate how virtual learning could still be incorporated while students return to in-person classes. The two biggest school districts in the country will resume full in-person classes this fall. ABC's Alex Stone is in Los Angeles.
On the heels of New York announcing full-time on-campus learning will resume this fall, now Los Angeles is saying the same. In the fall, LA schools will be full day, 5 days a week. Superintendent Austin Buettner indicates a school day will not be totally normal.
We expect students and staff will continue to wear masks until more children have been vaccinated.
LA will also offer online virtual learning for students whose parents decide it's not yet safe for them to return in the fall. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
KSL's top national stories this half hour. President Biden plans to mark the anniversary for George Floyd's death tomorrow with Floyd's family. ABC's Karen Travers has more from Washington.
President Biden will meet Tuesday at the White House with members of George Floyd's family on the one-year anniversary of his death. A White House official says the president is looking forward to the meeting, saying the courage and grace of Floyd's family, especially his young daughter Gianna, have stuck with Mr. Biden over the course of the last year. President Biden had called on Congress to pass police reform legislation so he could sign it by tomorrow's anniversary. But negotiations continue on Capitol Hill. Key lawmakers say meaningful progress is being made, but there is still a lot of work to do. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
The Biden administration plans to invest $1 billion to help states prepare for extreme weather. The U.S. is expected to have an above-average hurricane season for the sixth year in a row. The $1 billion pledge doubles the amount of money the government has spent helping communities brace for extreme weather in the past. The U.S. Supreme Court today declined to take a case over qualified immunity for police officers. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
As the nation wrestles with cases involving use of force by police, the U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear Jose Olivas. The Vietnam veteran was forcibly taken into custody at the VA hospital in El Paso after a dispute over his ID.
As this guy was jerking my arm, my hand, he put a chokehold on my throat very hard.
Oliva was unable to sue, so he asked the Supreme Court to eliminate long-standing legal protections that have shielded federal officers from claims in the case. Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
Other national stories KSL is following this hour. A suspected gunman is in custody in New Jersey after a shooting at a birthday party. New Jersey Attorney General Gubrir Graywall says the shooting was not random.
We've recovered multiple firearms and shell casings from the scene. and that we're working with our federal partners to determine where these guns originated from and whether they can be linked to other recent acts of violence in the area.
Two people died in the shooting. 12 others were injured. Police estimate several hundred people attended the Saturday party. A search is underway in California for a gunman who shot and killed a six-year-old boy in a road rage incident. Aiden Leo's mom says she wants justice. ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas has more.
Aiden's mom says she was trying to change lanes when the car behind her attempted to cut her off. A few seconds later, a shot rang out.
I heard a really loud noise, and my son said, ow, and I had to pull over.
The shooting took place on a busy highway in Orange, California. A 7-year-old boy from Morgan is making an amazing recovery after he fell on a pencil and it went into his brain. Cade Evans says his son Isaac was in the hospital for 18 days and had to undergo two surgeries.
About 10 days in, and he started to laugh. And once he started to laugh, I really saw him turn a corner.
Isaac had to relearn to walk and talk, but he is expected to make a full recovery. Coming up on KSL, drama with the Utah Jazz after a loss in Game 1 of the playoffs, and a look at your noontime drive.
In Weber County, we do have an accident eastbound Riverdale Road at 9th West on the right, in the right lane on the corner. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
A challenge each afternoon.
Liz Cheney, Elise Stefanik
to think again.
Our focus on principles and policy
have been abandoned,
and we are focusing
on personalities
and politicians.
Join and expand inside sources from 1 to 3
this afternoon.
Tell Alexa,
play KSL News Radio.
NMLS 1817019.
Buy or refi with LendRight Mortgage. A 15-year rate is as low as 1.75%. APR 1.975. Yes, 15-year rates are back in the ones. Get a 30-year rate as low as 2.375%. APR 2.521. Act now to lock in a rate in the ones. Even if you just refinanced, lowering your rate by only a quarter percent can cut years and tens of thousands off your mortgage. LendRight will show you the exact savings. Do it with a no-cost loan, so your savings start on day one. If your rate is 3.25% or higher, call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com. Lock in a rate in the ones before they're gone for good. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
In business, it's never just another day. Every day is the day. It could bring your biggest order yet or a new cyber threat. Whatever the day holds, with Comcast Business, you'll be prepared. With the network that can deliver gig speeds to the most businesses. Comcast Business Security Edge to help protect your connected devices and a dedicated team available 24/7. Every day in business is a big day. We'll keep you ready for what's next. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get a powerful and reliable internet and voice solution starting at just $64.90 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get a $500 prepaid card when you upgrade. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go to comcastbusiness.com today to learn more. Prepaid card offer ends 6/13/21. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 35 megabits per second service and one voice line. Early termination fee applies. Equipment installation taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Security Edge requires Comcast Business Internet. Actual speeds vary. Call for details.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top local story. Missionaries for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will be returned to the training center in Provo soon. The church also says missionary training centers in Ghana and New Zealand for now can start bringing in a small number of new missionaries. A bad showing in Game 1 for the Utah Jazz, and the frustration doesn't stop there. Star guard Donovan Mitchell is apparently not happy about being left out of Game 1. ESPN reports Mitchell is upset about the Jazz training staff's decision to hold him out of play last night. Now, he's still recovering from an ankle injury, which took him out of the last part of the regular season, though he did return for practice on Saturday. Jazz players and coach Quinn Snyder are speaking to the media right now. We will bring you the very latest. If the Jazz can turn it around after this loss, local business experts say they can really make some money. Salt Lake Chamber President Derek Miller says each person who attends a game spends roughly $40 downtown per game.
We're talking about every single playoff game is injecting
$500,000 into our local downtown economy.
Miller says the kinds of businesses benefiting from the playoffs the most, like restaurants and hotels, were the ones that felt the brunt of income loss during the pandemic. Just 2 months before the Olympics in Japan, and now the country is opening up two mass vaccination centers. ABC's Ike Jocci has the latest.
Military doctors and nurses administering shots to the country's elderly. That's the scene in Tokyo and Osaka, as Japan's government desperately tries to accelerate its vaccination rollout and curb coronavirus infection a couple months before hosting the Olympics. 280 military medical staff and 200 civilian nurses are tasked with inoculating 10,000 people per day in Tokyo and 5,000 a day in Osaka over the next 3 months. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga called the effort an unprecedented challenge. The Tokyo Olympics is set to begin on Friday, July 23rd. Ike Jocci, ABC News, Washington.
Nissan and Mitsubishi are among the latest automakers to report delays and shutdowns because of a chip shortage.
Keep in mind, American consumers were also demanding more flat-screen TVs, more tablets, more phones. So the chip makers sold the chips to other industries. Long story short, by the time that the car makers realized they needed the chips, it was too late. They had already been sold to other industries.
ABC News business correspondent Deirdre Bolton says a drought has also impacted some large chip-making production plants in Taiwan. KSL News Time, 12:09. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, what's happening?
It's a delay-free drive on the Valley freeways. That's the good news. In fact, I-15 looks great both directions between Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. We do have a couple of surface street crashes. One is in South Salt Lake. This should be close to being cleared, 3900 South between State and 200 East. And then we have an accident in Riverdale. This is Riverdale Road going eastbound at 900 West. That is in the final cleanup stages. Only one vehicle left on the right corner, and it's about ready to pull away. So not a bad drive for your Monday noon hour. The nationally recognized team of experts at the Moran Eye Center gives you vision care you deserve, from eye exams to specialized treatment. 11 locations, moraneyecenter.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at the 7-day forecast.
Nice looking day today across the state. There will be a slight chance of showers and isolated thunderstorms, mainly along the Utah-Idaho border later on this afternoon. High of 69 with partly cloudy skies. A little bit warmer on Tuesday, 77 with increasing clouds, isolated storms by Tuesday night. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
And mostly cloudy skies now in downtown Salt Lake City, 59 degrees. Still to come on Utah's new news. The next place you could get your COVID vaccine? Well, how about waiting to board a flight? We'll go in depth on that subject next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
With the warmer weather finally here, are you noticing you put on some pandemic pounds? You could still be slimmer for this summer, since it only takes 40 days to lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds with NJ Diet. Their scientific approach will ensure that you lose that fat quickly and safely. NJ Diet first uses your blood work, hair, and saliva samples, along with their bioenergetic scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements that balances your hormones, where the side effect is weight loss. Then NJ Diet utilizes DNA testing to determine your ideal diet, workout regimen, and specific needs for essential vitamins so you can keep it off. NJ Diet is all natural. No shots, no hormones, and no surgery. Full supervision is provided every step of the way, and you even get the doctor's personal email and phone number. Located close by in Salt Lake City at the Sugar House Center, or from home with live online video consultations. Call them now. 855-5-NJ-DIET. 855-5-NJ-DIET. Or go to NJDiet.com to lose the weight for good. That's NJDiet.com.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower, where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower!" Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years. All in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber, with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure. And no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
The house hunting war is on.
People are out there fighting for the same thing you're fighting for.
It's wild out right now.
The craziest housing market I've seen.
How can you compete in this chaos?
That's really difficult to stand out from the crowd when you've got 52 offers.
It's mind-blowing. I never believed it until I experienced it.
KSL shows you some out-of-the-box ways to win the home buying wars.
It's not always money.
Fighting for First, an unaffordable Utah report, tonight on KSL 5 News at 10.
Hammering headaches?
Ow.
Aching muscles?
Ah, ah.
Put the squeeze on your tough pain with Goody's Cool Orange. The same fast-acting, powerful Goody's powder in a great-tasting Cool Orange flavor. Beat tough pain to a pulp with Goody's Cool Orange. Also, blast your pain away with Goody's Mixed Fruit Blast. Two flavors, tough on pain, tasty on your tongue. Ah. We made Goody's fast, Goody's delicious. All available at Dollar General.
Get the latest breaking news on your phone. Just text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank. KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Late June, some missionaries can start training in person at the Provo MTC, and two others belonging to The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, full in-person classes will return in New York and Los Angeles this fall, some of the country's largest school districts in the country. LA will still require masks and social distancing for teachers and students. Third is a look at your noontime drive with Ricky Meese.
All your Salt Lake County freeways are seeing good speeds and no accidents there. And the crash that we had Riverdale Road at 900 West has cleared. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Big temperature swings in the seven-day forecast. I'm Brett Benson.
And right now, 60 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Another state lifting coronavirus restrictions, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy.
Because of the tremendous progress we've made over the past several weeks in particular, today I'm signing an executive order that will lift the statewide indoor mask mandate this Friday, May 28th.
It all comes as more Americans are vaccinated and COVID infection rates fall. And that's prompted New York City schools to announce the resumption of learning on campus this fall. The nation's second largest school district is saying the same.
For hundreds of thousands of parents here in L.A., the headline is school will resume next year on campus 5 days a week. Currently, students are back, but only a few hours every day. LAUSD Superintendent Austin Buettner says masks will still be required on campuses in the fall until more students are vaccinated. But they will be on campus all day.
But we have some sense of what school will look like. Our COVID crystal ball is not perfect.
And that's why LA will continue to offer the option of online virtual learning for parents who are not yet ready to have their children return in the fall. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
On the eve of the anniversary of the death of George Floyd, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the president will meet with the Floyd family tomorrow.
The president is still very much hopeful that he will be able to sign the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act into law. And we are, of course, very closely engaged with the negotiators.
Republicans and Democrats at odds over the issue of qualified immunity, which is a provision that protects police officers from facing lawsuits if they're accused of using excessive force. The Supreme Court today saying it will not hear a case that would have decided on qualified immunity for cops. The British Transport Agency requesting airlines avoid Belarusian airspace following a forced landing of a passenger jet to arrest a critic of Belarusian's dictator. And the U.S. adding Japan to the Do Not Travel COVID list 2 months from the Tokyo Olympics. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Airports are now offering the COVID vaccine. ABC's Gio Benitez and Robin Roberts discuss.
This vaccination site here at JFK opened just moments ago, and JetBlue actually built this to vaccinate airport employees, and now they're using it to go ahead and donate it to the state so that they can go ahead and vaccinate any U.S. resident who is flying into or out of JFK. They're giving that single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and I got to tell you, Robin, this is one of 7 airports across the state of New York that are going to be going ahead and giving that vaccine, again, to any U.S. resident.
And Gio, we know more than 37 million people are expected to travel this week.
A lot of people, Robin. That is up 60% over last year. 2.5 million of those are going to be flying, okay? And so when you're looking at that, that is 6 times more than 2020. 34 million people, they're going to be going ahead and driving more than 50 miles from home. In fact, TripIt tells us that car rental bookings are up 220% over last year. And that is one reason we are seeing so many rental car shortages. And gas prices, they are higher than they've been since 2014. We're looking at over $3 a gallon.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 12:19. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, any trouble spots?
Not on the Valley freeways. We are looking really good there. Now, we did have a small accident called out in the downtown area. It was reported at 7th East, probably near South Temple. I'm not seeing any kind of major backups in the area, though, so that's the good news. But where I have seen some heavy and slow traffic, that's going to be southbound and a little bit on the northbound side. And this is going to be a third west. It's likely due to construction between 1300 and 2100 south. So just keep in mind, if your travels take you that way, you could see some delays and it will slow you down. Overall, a very good drive in progress on the Valley freeways and your main secondaries. At Friendly Home Services, get a friendly AC tune-up for $33 or $2,500 off a new AC with installation. Call or visit friendlyhomeservice.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at the seven-day forecast. Here's Brett Benson.
We have a bit of a roller coaster as far as temperatures in the seven-day forecast. High of about 69-70 this afternoon, partly cloudy skies. Then warmer on Tuesday with increasing clouds, 77 and breezy. Cold front pushes through, cools us back down to low 70s on Wednesday. Then we gradually warm it up. 78 on Thursday, mid-80s Friday, upper 70s for the weekend. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
And right now, a few clouds and 60 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Still to come on Utah's new news. We'll check your money news. We're getting the week off to a good start. Markets in the green. We'll have that for you coming up next.
The sun is hanging in the sky, ready to set. Blankets are spreading out across the cool grass. A slight mountain breeze can be felt as picnic baskets begin to open. It's the Utah Symphony's Deer Valley Music Festival. And you're invited to escape into the music. This year's season includes Cool in the Gang, the magical music of Harry Potter, Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture, Kristen Chenoweth, and more, all performing live with the Utah Symphony. And back by popular demand, Utah favorite The Beach Boys are coming to help close out the festival. Beat the heat, break out of the routine, and escape into the music. July 2nd through August 7th in Park City. Tickets are on sale now at DeerValleyMusicFestival.org.
Like it or not, we have a new administration and changes are coming. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and one of Biden's key advisors is recommending an estate tax of 40%. You heard me right, 40%. Estate tax is a double tax, and if you're not prepared, your loved ones could be paying an additional 40% to the government. If you have investments or equity and you would rather it go to your spouse or kids instead of the government's pet projects, contact us today. Trajan Wealth is one of the few companies in the country to have financial planning and estate planning under one roof. Avoid paying 40% or more for estate tax. Most financial advisors are not qualified to help handle your estate at death. Trajan Wealth is. 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Estate planning services offered through Trajan Estate LLC. Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Attention neuropathy sufferers. Amazing research has now shown that neuropathy symptoms can be reversed in as little as 1 week. Tom is a 45-year-old father of three who had excruciating pain and burning in his feet. He was starting to shuffle when he walked and was relying on a cane for balance. Tom was on his feet all day for work, and the pain was unbearable by the end of the day. The pain kept him up most nights, so he relied on medication to fall asleep. But after just 2 neuropathy treatments, Tom was finally able to sleep through the night without medication. And after 3 weeks, he was back hiking with his family, chasing his kids around, and working all day without pain. So if you're tired of living in pain, then call 801-441-2266. The first 25 people who call 801-441-2266 will receive a full exam and in-depth consultation absolutely free. That's 801-441-2266.
And this portion of our news is sponsored by the Utah Symphony. Live performances by the Utah Symphony are back at Abravanel Hall. See the full concert calendar and get your tickets at utahsymphony.org. KSL Newstime, 1224. Charlie Bit My Finger is going away. The viral video had millions of views, but it's now been sold. Here's ABC's Sherry Preston.
Ow, Charlie!
The original video was less than a minute long, first showed up in 2007 and featured brothers Harry and Charlie Davies Carr. Harry was 3 and Charlie, the finger chomper, was 1. Now, 14 years after that video was posted, it has been auctioned off as a non-fungible token or NFT for more than $760,000. Harry and Charlie will get the money. The winner, an account with the name 3F Music, now owns it. The sale coming with the opportunity to make a parody video with the brothers, who are now teenagers.
Charlie, that really hurt.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 1225, watching Utah's Money. It's sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Add vacations to the list of things getting more expensive. Airfare and hotel rates are rising, driving up the cost of a trip. And, of course, demand has also risen as more attractions open up. Beer maker Bush is out with a new brew for dogs. The dog brew is actually a non-alcoholic bone broth. Whoa. The company just selected a rescue pup as a chief tasting officer. Did somebody tell his mom? A handwritten letter by Albert Einstein is selling for over $1 million. The letter includes the famous equation E equals MC squared. It sold at auction for more than $1.2 million, about 3 times more than expected. And taking a look at your money at this moment, as I mentioned, just a great day on the markets. The Dow up by 254 points, sitting at 34,462. S&P 500 up by 52. That's more than a full percent. The NASDAQ gets up by 222 points. How did a woman make it into a primate exhibit at the zoo in El Paso? ABC's Jim Ryan says a woman climbed into the enclosure this weekend, sat down, and started feeding the spider monkeys.
The woman didn't try to hide her identity in her posting of the video, so zoo officials know who she is, and they plan to file trespassing charges. Zookeeper Mason Kleist.
For someone to come in there for 5 minutes for a video on Instagram or whatever really grinds my gears.
Not only did the woman expose herself to extreme danger, Kleist says she put the monkeys at risk of catching COVID.
Anything that we have, they can get as well.
In a statement, the zoo director calls the woman stupid and very lucky. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Yeah, and it makes other people think that they can do it. Oh, my goodness. All right, we're going to check your traffic and weather coming up next. KSL News Time, 1227.
Your mornings may look like this.
You ask Alexa to play KSL News Radio for news with Tim and Amanda.
Good morning.
Then you run errands listening to Dave and Dujanovic in the car.
Your afternoons may look like this.
You stream KSL on your computer to catch Boyd Matheson and then Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News.
My Minute of News.
Everyone's days look different these days.
But KSL News Radio, well, we're still your all-day companion for news.
For news.
A birthstone set in a pendant symbolizes a special day someone was born. An engagement ring center stone symbolizes a relationship grounded in love. Come to Shane Company for superior stones that come from the earth. Natural stones won't lose their value over time. We have diamonds, rubies, and sapphires in over a dozen colors. It's what we're known for. Our meticulous selection process ensures you'll always get the most beautiful loose stone at a direct importer price. Our gemologists examine each diamond and gemstone, and I personally hand-select our rubies and sapphires. Whether you choose a brilliant diamond or a colorful gemstone, your natural stone from Shane Company will be spectacular. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com. Open weekdays 10 till 8, Saturday 10 till 5, and Sunday noon till 5.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. You try.
Traffic and weather together. Let's get the latest on your drive. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good speeds up and down the I-15 corridor, north and southbound between Ogden and Provo. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways also seeing a very good drive. We have the final cleanup of a crash in South Salt Lake, 3900 South, just to the side of State Street, and a report of a crash at about 7th East, just about South Temple, but no major delays in the area. Diamond Rental has the equipment for your next project, from cutoff saws to excavators and everything in between. Diamond's 11 locations have the equipment and the expertise you need to get your job done. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And the latest on your forecast, here's Brett Benson.
Weekend showers all but ended overnight, and most of the day we'll see decreasing clouds and fairly comfortable temperatures, although below average. 69 for an afternoon high with partly cloudy skies. Warmer Tuesday with increasing clouds. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. It's the last week of school for many students across the state, which means those students are not required to wear masks in class anymore. Now, some students are really happy about this, while others don't think it's a good idea. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
A lot of students at Jordan High School in the Canyon School District are still wearing masks, even though they don't have to. Some students who ditched the masks say they can breathe easier.
Yeah, like when you breathe, it's like, it feels weird.
Others say the pandemic really hasn't gone away.
I have a baby sister, so I still wear mine in school just to make sure she's safe.
And other students say those who aren't wearing masks are kind of giving the students that are a hard time. One girl says a boy tried to yank her mask off her face.
He, like, just tried to snatch it off 2 times, and he was telling me, I don't need it anymore.
The Granite School District's final week is next week, and officials say most of the activities they have planned in high schools will take place outdoors anyway. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City's police chief says they need more officers after dozens have left the department. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
At least 45 cops with the Salt Lake City Police Department have resigned or retired in the past year. Chief Mike Brown says this isn't just a Salt Lake City issue. Rather, police departments in major cities all over the country are seeing more officers leave.
What we're trying to do is hire more officers. We're trying to hire not only lateral officers, but we're trying to hire a new class.
Chief Brown says the department not only needs to hire more officers, but they also have to put more cops back into patrol. He says that will result in quicker responses to 911 calls and calls for service, both of which are currently suffering. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this half hour. Discussions are continuing in Minneapolis about police reform 1 year after George Floyd's death. ABC's Mark Remillard reports.
A panel discussion taking place in Minneapolis called The State of Black and Brown America. The mother of Eric Garner, Gwen Carr, taking part. She says little has been done to address systemic racism in America and that she's received a lot of empty promises from politicians.
I've been lied to a lot. People talk out both sides of their face when you're in front of them.
Her son, Eric Garner, was killed in 2014 after an NYPD police officer used a chokehold on him. The officer was fired but not criminally charged. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
National Guard troops at the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. are finally being sent home.
After nearly 5 months on duty, 2,149 troops will return home this week. They've been on guard since the Capitol riots on January 6th. The Department of Defense stating that their mission ended Sunday, offering no more requests for extensions. Originally, the Capitol Police asked the Guard to stay past March 12th. Due to the strain on the police force, the Capitol itself will be guarded by Capitol Police, but the complex around the building will remain closed. Last week, members of the House narrowly approved a $1.9 billion measure to fortify the Capitol. Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
Gas prices continue to rise nationwide, with the average price now at $3.03. That's more than a dollar higher than this time last year. Industry professionals attribute the increase to the 10-day closure of the Colonial Pipeline and a rise in corn prices. AAA says the average here in Utah is $3.35 per gallon. Paiute County is paying the highest at $3.58. The U.S. needs to protect against all sorts of attacks, even those from space. That's according to John Hill, the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Space Policy.
The United States must now be prepared for conflict to extend to or even originate in space.
Secretary Hill spoke in the House Armed Services Subcommittee meeting earlier today, also discussing requests for the 2022 budget. Jury selection is underway in the trial of an alleged school shooter in Colorado. One student was killed in May of 2019 when two students opened fire at the STEM school Highlands Ranch. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
18-year-old Kendra Castillo was killed when he lunged to take down 20-year-old Devin Erickson. Erickson was armed and allegedly shot Castillo in the chest during a struggle for the gun. Jury selection is underway in Erickson's trial. His accomplice, then 16-year-old Alec McKinney, now Maya McKinney, who identifies as a female, pleaded guilty last year and was given life in prison plus 38 years. Erickson has pleaded not guilty. Alex Stone, ABC News.
History was made at the PGA over the weekend as Phil Mickelson became the oldest golfer to ever win a major championship. At 50 years old, Mickelson beat the previous record held by Julius Boros, who was 48 at the time of his win. Tiger Woods, who sent a tweet congratulating the six-time major champion. Now, Mickelson says anyone can accomplish goals at an older age. It just takes a little more work. Still to come on Utah's new news with Phil Mickelson's big win. What can we learn about teaching an old dog new tricks? Boyd Matheson joins me up next. And plus, we'll take a look at your noontime drive.
You are going to see some slowdowns likely due to construction on 3rd West between 1300 and 2100 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
Dave.
It's called a learning recession. And of course, we're blaming COVID.
But I think it's time we look at the part we play.
Dujanovic.
Summer boost programs, hiring really smart kid from the neighborhood.
Catch Dave and Debbie at their new expanded time.
Between 9 and noon.
Tell your favorite smart speaker. Play KSL News Radio.
It is difficult for me to be out of a truck and to trust others to do my work at my clients' homes for me. Before techs can wear a Whipple Service Champions uniform, they must go through an extensive onboarding process, including learning the Whipple way, which is our unique way of serving. Voted best place to work, it's good business to treat team members like we treat our best customers. Want to see a Whipple Service Champion in action? Take $100 off any service, repair, or replacement of $300 or more. If it's in your home, we can do it. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, and drain cleaning. I know it's true. Our technicians will do a much better job for you than I ever could as one guy in a truck. With the help of our Whipple systemized approach, call takers, dispatchers, installation coordinators, office staff, and inventory system, you'll get fast, hassle-free service. Call Whipple Service Champions at 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
How would you like to pay zero taxes in retirement? Learn how you could reduce or eliminate your taxes in a free online video presentation this Wednesday at 10 a.m., 1 p.m., or 7 p.m. It's hosted by Boss Retirement Solutions, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. If you've saved more than $200,000, reserve your front row seat now by calling 801-896-9622. In just 30 minutes, you'll learn how you could reduce or eliminate your taxes in retirement, plus other strategies that could significantly grow your nest egg this year. Don't miss this free online video presentation this Wednesday. Call 801-896-9622, 801-896-9622.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
KSL News Time, 1238. A win for the ages. The oldest winner of the PGA, and he's not the only one taking advantage of his older age to seize the day. Boyd Matheson joins me now. And Boyd, what can we learn from this 50-year-old champion?
Well, I think one of the interesting comments that Phil Mickelson made yesterday after winning the PGA championship was the fact that it wasn't about his physical skills anymore. It was the fact that he took time over the last year to focus on his mental focus and his ability to be present to the moment. And so I think that's an interesting thing for all of us to think through is, how am I doing mentally? Maybe my physical skills aren't what they used to be, but it is mind over matter. It's mind over a lot of things. And, of course, we live in an age where we just inaugurated the oldest president to begin an administration. Tom Brady is the oldest quarterback to win a Super Bowl this year. So it is a time, and I think we're seeing in these latest graduations, there's always a graduating grandma. So it's never too late. It's never too early. And I think if there's one thing we've learned from the pandemic is we can always learn, we can always begin, and we can always move forward.
And it all depends on how much you want it.
That's right. It's all about that. And again, I think from the pandemic, a lot of people said, well, yeah, why not? Why not learn a language now? Why not start taking piano lessons? I have a good friend who started playing the cello in his 50s and is awesome. And so there's so many opportunities like that. And every study confirms the fact that those who continually learn and are engaged are those who live the longest, are the healthiest, and they're also the happiest because they're still engaged.
Right. And I think it's so important to be talking about mental health right now and that positive attitude because we know how many people really suffered during the pandemic.
That's right. And especially as we round out Mental Health Awareness Month in the month of May. And we learned so much during the pandemic that if you do just kind of let yourself go, if you just kind of go along with the flow and you aren't engaged, you aren't challenged, you're not going to be happy. You're going to be more anxious, more stressed. It's amazing what happens when you open a book, open your mind, open up a new chapter in your life. It's never too late.
And I'm glad we're looking at that silver lining.
That's right.
Because there was so much darkness, right?
Yeah, that's right.
The silver lining is so good.
It is. And we're always looking for those. And they're everywhere. That's the beauty of it, is they're all around us. They're right here in our community. And if we just look for them, there's a lot of those to share.
All right, Boyd, thank you.
Thanks, Maria.
Boyd Matheson coming up. Boyd Matheson, Inside Sources 1 to 3. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, any problems out there?
Yeah, we're just getting word from UDOT. They've just tweeted out that eastbound I-80 is closed. Now, this is going to be about 18 miles east of Wendover, about milepost 20, so 20 miles from the Nevada state line in Tooele County. They're saying it's only the eastbound side of I-80 that's closed at this time. We don't really have any other details to pass along. And I'm not seeing that there's any, the few cameras that I have available in our travel sensors, not seeing any kind of major backups at this time. So just be aware, truckers especially, or if you're headed out to Nevada, eastbound I-80, or coming from Nevada, I should say, eastbound I-80 right now closed 18 miles east of Wendover. They're saying either delay or travel time or use an alternate route. Now, a little closer to home here in Salt Lake County, Valley Freeway traffic looks good. We do have a crash called out at State Street and 1300 South. I-15 remains in very good shape with travel north or southbound between Ogden and Provo problem-free. Your home has been your sanctuary. This spring, brighten your landscape with bedding plants from Olson's Greenhouse. Find Olson's flowers at Home Depot, Costco, and Walmart to brighten your world this spring. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get you up to date on the forecast with Brett Benson.
Clearing skies for most of the state. High of 69 this afternoon along the Wasatch Front. A little bit below average for this time of year. There is a slight threat of a few isolated thunderstorms, mainly along the Utah-Idaho border and extreme northern Utah mountains this afternoon. But most of us will just see those clearing skies. A little bit warmer and breezy tomorrow, high of 77. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
And right now, 60 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Still to come on Utah's Noon News, we've been talking about Phil Mickelson's big win. We're going to hear from him coming up next, right here on KSL.
Missing teeth and dentures come with all kinds of inconveniences. There's pain and discomfort from ill-fitting appliances, the messy glue, and an occasional embarrassing moment that you really don't need. All that can be fixed in one day at Stubbs Dental. In one day, you can toss your dentures and have a full set of functioning, permanent teeth that will take your life, your health, and your smile to a whole new place. Feel confident and love your smile once again. Stubbs Dental is Utah's leader in implant dentistry with an expert team of doctors and oral surgeons. And right now, get 20% off your same-day smile or all-on-4 procedure and a complimentary no-obligation consultation. Stubbs Dental will change your life permanently. To find out more about your same-day smile or all-on-4 procedure and locations, visit StubbsDental.com or call 385-337-4936. That's 385-337-4936.
Don't miss the Scandinavian Festival in Ephraim.
May 28th and 29th in beautiful San Pete County.
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianFestival.org.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Friday morning.
Pioneer Heritage reenactments and demonstrations.
The festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers,
craft and vendor booths,
lots of food,
athletic competitions, car shows, and quilt shows,
free concerts and entertainment Friday and Saturday featuring Paul Revere's Raiders.
Have you ever been to San Pete County? Beautiful.
A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah. More information.
ScandinavianFestival.org. Don't miss the Scandinavian Festival in Ephraim.
May 28th and 29th.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash-out refi program and pay off high-rate credit cards, car loans, or other high-interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Salt Lake City's police chief says they need to hire more cops after dozens have left the department. At least 45 cops with Salt Lake City have resigned or retired within the past year. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second is the last week of school for many Utah students, meaning they can take off the face masks. There are mixed feelings among many students who have grown used to the requirement over the last year. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
That's going to be eastbound I-80. It is closed only on the eastbound side, about 20 miles from the Nevada state line. We also have KSL traffic trooper James saying in Provo, 5th West is down to one lane going southbound for crews working on the road between 5th North and 100 North. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A quick warm-up before another cold front. I'm Brett Benson.
And 60 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national story.
At the White House, Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the U.S. joins the international community in condemning the government of Belarus after its authoritarian president has been accused of carrying out a hijacking plot in order to detain an opposition journalist.
It constitutes a brazen affront to international peace and security by the regime. We demand an immediate, international, transparent, and credible investigation of this incident.
President Biden today announcing a federal initiative to give $1 billion to help states and smaller communities deal with the effects of extreme weather. Infections down, New Jersey's governor announcing starting this Friday, the state will lift indoor mask restrictions. New York City and Los Angeles, the nation's largest school districts, saying full-time in-class learning will resume this fall. But cases up in Japan, under 2 months from the Tokyo Olympics, and the U.S., adding Japan to the Do Not Travel COVID advisory list. Stocks are up on Wall Street with the Dow up 257 points. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Proving that age is just a number, Phil Mickelson has become the oldest golfer to win a major. ABC's TJ Holmes has details.
Let's just take his age out of it for a moment. He went into this tournament ranked 116th in the world. His last tournament, he finished 69th. The one before that, missed the cut. One before that, finished 21st. One before that, missed the cut. He wasn't having a stellar year. Now throw the age in there. And what we just saw was not just stunning and special. It was something we have never seen before.
Here it is. Biggest moment of a legendary career. Phil defeats Father Time.
Lefty back on top and making PGA Championship history.
The 2021 PGA Champion, Phil Mickelson.
50-year-old Phil Mickelson becoming the oldest winner of a major tournament.
I don't know how to describe the feeling of excitement and fulfillment and accomplishment to do something when, you know, at this magnitude, when very few people thought that I could.
As his win became inevitable, throngs of fans followed the golfer as he played. Mickelson also joins his close friend Tiger Woods in an exclusive club, now the 10th golfer to win a major title in three different decades. Woods tweeted after the match, "Truly inspirational to see Phil Mickelson do it again at 50 years of age. Congrats." And living legend Jack Nicklaus, who won his last championship at 46, posted his congrats.
It sort of strikes me that 50 years old is older than 46. Well done, my friend.
Mickelson, who wasn't even ranked in the top 100, was given just 200-1 odds ahead of the tournament.
This is just an incredible feeling because I just believed that it was possible, but yet everything was saying it wasn't. And I hope that others find that inspiration, but gosh, is it worth it in the end?
This level is not an old man's game. This is a young man's game. The majors are won on average by guys 32, 33 years old. So this is a big deal. Very poignant tweet here saying, "I failed many times in life and career, and because of this, I've learned a lot. Instead of feeling defeated countless times, I've used it to fuel and to drive me to work harder." He said, "Join me in accepting our failures."
And Mickelson turns 51 next month. You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, what's happening?
We had a report of a closure eastbound I-80. This is going to be near the Salt Flats, about 18 to 20 miles from the Wendover area and Nevada state line. But UDOT has just updated that. It's debris in the road, and they're blocking a right lane of traffic. Now, it still could cause you some delays. Not sure how much travel that area is going to get at this hour on a Monday. But just be aware, it could slow you down if you are in that vicinity. We do have an accident called out at State Street, 1300 South Valley Freeway. Traffic, though, looking good. No accidents and no delays. Hurry in to Siegel Book today for their Memorial Day Week of Savings, where all clearance clothing is an extra 20% off. Select boxed neckties are just $4.99. Only at Siegel Book. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. Here's the 7-day forecast with Brett Benson.
A lot of sunshine out there today, but temperatures a little bit below average for this time of year. 69 for an afternoon high. We'll warm it up on Tuesday to about average. 77 with increasing clouds, some breezy conditions. Cold front pushes through Tuesday night. 71 for your high on Wednesday. Upper 70s Thursday. 84 Friday. And we keep it right there in the upper 70s, 79 or so, both Saturday and Sunday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
Sunny and 60 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's new news, both the Dow and the NASDAQ, they are up in the triple digits. We'll check your money news coming up next. I needed one more day this weekend to get everything done around my house with my family coming to stay this month. But one thing that did make my life easier this weekend was not having to run to the grocery store. Thanks to my order from Imperfect Foods, I could spend more time preparing Greek chicken and veggie kebabs to grill and enjoying my family. Imperfect is an online grocer that gathers fresh imperfect or excess groceries right from the farmers and producers. Not only does that reduce food waste, but they passed that savings on to me. Plus, it didn't really matter that my fat green pepper was a little odd-shaped or the red pepper was a little bit smaller, because I cut them up anyway. Plus, Imperfect is so convenient. I can check out all of their fun items from the comfort of my couch. Imperfect has more than 500 other grocery items, and it's super easy to change my order or skip an order if I'm going to be out of town. And there's nothing more convenient than having your groceries delivered right to your doorstep. See for yourself how easy it is to get fresh groceries while reducing food waste and saving time and money. Use the code SLC, that's SLC, right now. You'll get 20% off your first four orders, up to $80 in total savings at imperfectfoods.com.
Alumma Harrington here. Say it with me. Spring is here. It's time for a fresh start, a new outlook, new possibilities, and a new way to potentially make money on your own time. Maybe you just need extra income. Maybe it's a college or a vacation fund. Or maybe you're ready to replace your current full-time job. you have to give Try Day Trading a closer look. And for just $10, why not? Try out their proprietary software. Work one-on-one with them. See how it all works for 30 days for just $10. You'll learn firsthand how traders win and why TriDay Trading lets clients trade with their money. The potential is unlimited. Day traders are making money no matter which way the market is headed and in any economy. You don't have to take my word for it. Check it out for yourself. Give it a try. Use the software. Ask the questions. Find out if TriDay Trading is for you. Just $10 for 30 days. TriDayTrading.com. The place to go to get started, TriDayTrading.com.
I'm meteorologist Kevin Eubank. Listen for the KSL Weather and Allergy Report at 7:40 in the morning and 5:40 in the afternoon.
Brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
KSL News Time, 12:53. Controversy over a yearbook at a North Florida high school and all the changes made to pictures of girls. Here's ABC's Sherry Preston.
Parents and students at a North Florida high school say something strange happened with their yearbooks this year.
They've completely altered her photo. It makes her chest look deformed in a way, or just disfigured, and now other kids are commenting in her yearbook and writing about it.
Adrian Bartlett's daughter goes to Bartram Trail High and was one of dozens of girls who had their pictures digitally altered. Most of the changes made by apparently extending a girl's shirt to cover her cleavage. Mom Yvette Ballard.
They're getting all this backlash on the children, and they had nothing to do with it. So now you've made them even more of a target.
The school says it had the right to change the pictures that don't follow the dress code. Every single change, though, involved a girl. Jake Third is a senior at the school.
Guys wear like muscle shirts to school, and they won't dress code them, but they'll dress code girls for wearing a tank top.
Freshman Riley O'Keefe.
It doesn't make any sense that they looked at that and was like, this is okay, but this is not.
For what it's worth, Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Watching Utah's Money is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Virgin Galactic's rocket-powered plan is reaching new heights. It made its third mission to the upper atmosphere Saturday morning. Virgin Galactic could be launching paying customers within the next year. Carnivores are taking the biggest hit from inflation right now. Bloomberg reports the price of red meat and chicken have jumped the highest in recent days. The ninth Fast and Furious movie is opening big. The movie took in $162 million internationally this weekend. Most of that came from China. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 246 points, sitting at 34,454. S&P 500 up by 52. The NASDAQ, it's up by 232 points. Archaeologists in Maryland have uncovered a rare treasure, a 400-year-old coin. Now, the researchers are working to locate the original site of St. Mary's Fort, one of the earliest English settlements in North America. Now, they found a silver coin bearing the image of King Charles I. It was likely minted in 1633. Stay with us. We'll update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 12:56.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.